This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Last month, the Federal Communications Commission voted to repeal what's come to be known as net neutrality. The rules passed during the Obama administration made it so internet providers would be regulated like a utility, much in the way electricity, water, and phone lines are. And most importantly, the net neutrality laws would force companies to treat every byte and bit of data the same without any interference, regardless of where the information came from or what website's data it was fetching. The rules also protected sites from being blocked or throttled by internet providers. As we mentioned, though, those rules are gone after the FCC, led by Trump appointee Ajit Pai, voted to repeal them. And in doing so, my next guest argues Pai violated federal and state law. On Tuesday, Vermont became the 22nd state to join a lawsuit calling the FCC's rollback of net neutrality illegal, arbitrary, and capricious. Vermont Attorney General T.J. Denovan joins me now to explain why he felt compelled to join this suit. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
So what does the lawsuit actually attempt to do?
Sure. Attempts to roll back this decision by the FCC to get rid of these net neutrality rules, which you described very well in your opening. And why it's so important about net neutrality is it's about the free and open internet, that a small startup company or a small business has the same access to the internet as does a big corporation. And when you think about net neutrality, as you said in your opening about electricity, that's an apt description. People plug it, put something into their outlet, they get power. With getting rid of net neutrality, what's going to happen is this. These large internet service providers are going to control or throttle what information gets out to consumers, to citizens, to folks around the state of Vermont, around this nation, around the world. That's going to impact the Vermont business community because we are a state of small businesses. It's going to stop the free flow of information, depending on who pays, that is going to determine what information gets out across the internet. So this is about, I think, an issue of economic development. It's an issue of, frankly, freedom of information and the free exchange of information. Look, the internet has changed this world. It's changed this state. It's a good thing. We need to protect it, and we need to protect it without putting rules in place that are going to limit who gets what information and what information gets out based on one's ability to pay.
But nobody's putting rules in place. They're removing rules. So technically what you want is just to halt that rollback.
We want the status. We want what was the status quo. We want net neutrality rules, which, look, it gives us certainty. It gives us predictability to get rid of those rules. Again, when we're saying it's arbitrary, here's the thing about this process. When net neutrality was put into place, I think in 2014, 2015. It was a long process, millions of comments. This thing was done quickly and under the cover of darkness with millions of fake comments, including our own Senator Patrick Leahy, who allegedly wanted to get rid of net neutrality based on this comment to the FCC that was fake, when in fact he is one of the most stalwart defenders of the FCC. And in fact, one of my own family members allegedly made a comment to the FCC saying, get rid of net neutrality. And I called her up and I said, never knew you were interested. And she said, what are you talking about? I said, you appeared to have submitted a comment to the FCC urging them to get rid of the net neutrality rules. And she said, I did no such thing. Hmm. So when you look at that process and you have to question how quickly it was done, that it was based arguably on these millions of fake comments, it raises real issues of fairness. And of course, the federal law, not to go too much into the weeds, is this Administrative Procedures Act, which says you can't make decisions arbitrarily and capriciously.
But illegal, the lawsuit says illegal. And if the Obama administration was able to put these laws into effect without legislation, without the lawmakers, why can't Ajit Pai and the FCC, and Ajit Pai is a Trump appointee, why is it illegal
sure.
for them to repeal those?
Well, it's illegal under the Administrative Procedures Act, which says you can't make those decisions in an arbitrary or capricious way. And look, the FCC has rulemaking authority, which is essentially the equivalent of a law. But it is the process is which we're challenging the illegality of
right.
the process. But this goes into, I think, the digital economy that we need to be part of if we're going to compete in an increasingly global economy. This also gets into the issue of data protection, data breaches that are happening in this state and in this country. We're pushing a bill where we want to be part of the global economy, a digital economy. But at the same time, we have to protect people's privacy. when it comes to the internet. And so all these things are happening very quickly, and it's happening at a pace. When you talk about Equifax, where we had over a third of this state, Vermonters, impacted and affected about the Equifax breach, putting their money, their retirement at risk. So we need to step back and make sure that we're protecting not only the business community, that we're protecting consumers, that we're protecting Vermonters on all different fronts when we talk about the digital economy.
But are we getting muddy? Are we muddying the waters here? I mean, how does keeping net neutrality rules affect that? Or, you know,
sure.
You say in the lawsuit that this is preempting state laws.
Sure.
Why can't Vermont then say, here's what we're going to do to make sure that our community is
safe? Well, there is a bill in the legislature right now essentially protecting net neutrality, and we certainly commend and respect the leadership of the House in pushing this issue. But I think the best course that we should take right now is to challenge the FCC's decision to roll back these net neutrality rules, because here's the thing. We know that the internet just doesn't exist in Vermont. We know it doesn't just exist in the United States, and certainly everybody in this world uses it. But when you talk about regulation, the two big things are certainty and predictability in terms of the rules. And I think when we talk about the internet, there should be a national standard. That's why the rulemaking authority of the SEC is so critical. And to roll back those rules, to get rid of them, as you said, to have no rules, is going to create winners and losers. It's going to create fast lanes and slow lanes based on your ability to pay. That is going to benefit large corporations. That's going to benefit people who can pay. It's going to hurt small businesses. It's going to hurt the mom and pop operations that exist in Vermont. And it's going to infringe on a consumer's right to make informed decisions about what information they want, what you want to read, what service you want to buy, or what product you want to purchase. So this issue is an important issue when it comes to the issue of protecting consumers and really the free and open exchange of information. And so I do think, to answer your question, why the FCC, why this lawsuit is important, is because we need consistency across this country, because this isn't just an issue in our state. This is an issue across our country.
As far as I can tell, all of the attorneys general who have signed on to this lawsuit are Democrats.
Yep.
So is this more about Trump and politics than it is about internet policy?
You know, I don't know. This shouldn't be a bipartisan issue. I mean, this shouldn't be a partisan issue. This should be a bipartisan issue. This is about business. This is about information. This is about protecting the small startup and letting people grow their businesses on a level playing field. Why are we creating winners and losers based on who can pay? That's not what we do in this country. And look, whether this turned out to be 22 Democrats or not, that doesn't really matter to me. What matters to me in this state is that we're going to fight for small businesses who are trying to make it in this world. We're going to fight for consumers to protect them. And we're going to fight to make sure that Vermonters have the information they deserve, that nobody is infringing or filtering what information they get.
That's TJ Donovan, Vermont's Attorney General. This week he joined a lawsuit aiming to reinstate net neutrality regulations. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me, Jane.